for a few minutes. Yesterday, we spent a whole shiur going over and discussing all of the chidushim and the rishus of the Chosan Torah. Today, we're going to spend time, I don't know if we'll take the whole shiur, but I want to spend time going over the nusach of the rishus of the Chosan Bereshis. Okay, and as I mentioned yesterday that I actually did see this in the Nitik Avril. He cites, I was mechaving to what it says in Nitik Avril, is that it is the minig by Ashkenazim to give Chosan Torah to the Morda Asra, to the Rav, the Rashi of the Morda Asra, whereas he cites sources where Nusach Svard, among the, I don't know if it means the Svardim, but among those who know Hasidim, not all, can't generalize, but Bederech Klal, he cites their source where it was the custom to give by the Hasidim, to give the Rav, the Morda Asra, a Chosan Bereshis. And that really needs clarification because it has become more and more clear as I'm going to the sugya that Chosan Torah really appears to be what is more Choshev. I think the biggest raya that it's more Choshev is because it says in the Gemara that the last 8 psukim of the Torah, Yochid Koirei Oysan, the last 8 psukim of the Torah are read by a Yochid. Now there are many perushim as to what that means, but it's very popular to translate Yochid to mean a singular individual, meaning the Gadol, even there I did the Gadol Hador, the most chosh of a person. And there are hanafkin minis lahalocha, you're not allowed to be mafsik. Okay, you're not allowed to stop in the middle. And I think even if a person you were to discover there is a psul in the Sefer Torah, you're not allowed, you don't, it doesn't matter. You continue to the end of the Torah. There are very unique halachos that apply to the last 8 psukim of the Torah. Chazal say, Moshe Rabbeinu, he wrote these last 8 psukim bedema. And there are many perushim as to what that means. Tears, some says something interesting, there are 2 parts to the eye. There is the white of the eye and there is the black, the pupil, the Ishoin Bas Oyin. The Ishoin Bas Oyin is black. No matter what color eyes you have, blue eyes, brown eyes, you have, I don't know, whatever colors you have in the eyes, but the pupil is always black. Now, I never heard such a Kabbalistic concept. There are 2 types of tears. There are the tears that flow from the white of the eye or the color of the eye, and there's such a concept, which I don't know what this means, tears that flow from the Ishoin Bas Oyin, the pupil of the eye. It can't be, no such thing in science. But this one says, and it says, so it says, what's the difference? What color is the liquid? We know that tears are clear, there's no color, it's like liquid, water. But the tears that flow from the pupil of the eye, being that the pupil of the eye is black, the tears that flow from the pupil of the eye, again, these are all Kabbalistic concepts, is black. If Hashem made it that the pupil is black, that means that the tears that flow from the pupil are black. A Sefer Torah, Halacha L'Moshe Sinai, has to have diyoy, black ink. How could Moshe Rabbeinu write a Sefer Torah, the last 8 psukim, bedema, with tears, when tears are colorless? The answer is Moshe did not write it with the regular tears that come from the white. He wrote it with the tears that come from the Ishoin Bas Oyin. Okay, what that means, I'm just saying words. I have no idea what that means, but it's an interesting concept. Any event, I saw this, I have it over here. I'll show it to you later on who says this. Oitze Pelois, that's where I saw it. Where else, right? Well, everything comes from the Oitze. I have a Mamashi on the shelf, Dvarim. I saw this yesterday in the Oitze Pelois. Okay, what am I telling this for? I'm just trying to bring out the point over here is that there's a very famous Chazal that says the last 8 psukim of the Torah, Yochid Koirei Oysan, Vayomosha Moshe died. How was Moshe Rabbeinu able to write about his own death? These are, okay, if we have time, we'll talk about some of these things later on. But basically, these are very special psukim upon which it says that Yochid Koirei Oysan, And many of the basic mefarshim understand this to mean that these eight psukim should be read by the greatest member of the kehillah, and does not say anywhere that the greatest member of the kehillah should read Bereishis Bara Elokim. Doesn't say that in the Gemara anywhere. So that right away is a giveaway that Chasam Torah L'chayra is more chashiv. Now I want to qualify that with something which is important to appreciate, and that is whoever said when you mechabit a person of Chasam Torah, what do you mechabit him? There are really two things that are being read by Chasam Torah. You're reading Me'oino Elokei Kedem, Mitachas Giva Oislam. You're laning the end of Birchas Moshe. Fortunate are you, the Jewish people, those three psukim. Okay, we can't do, I'm not going to do it now. We have to go through very carefully what they mean with Rashi. These are the most beautiful psukim in the Torah. Okay, they're jam-packed with symbolism, with blessing, with incredible things. And the question is, and that's the end of a Birchos Moshe. Then begins the last eight psukim, Vayal Moshe. Here, I'm going to say something very controversial, and it's not really controversial, and you have to really study this. Was it always the custom in the Jewish and Klal Yisrael to lay in the last eight psukim on Simchas Torah? Why do we lay in Vezois HaBracha? So many of us think the reason why we lay in Vezois HaBracha is because, today is the day when we're going to be Messiah in the Torah. That's not what it says in the Gemara. That's not what it says. The Gemara seems to say that on Simchas Torah, they did not lay in Vayal Moshe. It's a nice coincidence that it happens to be that the Birchos Moshe Rabbeinu of Vezois HaBracha Sheberach Moshe happens to be in Parshas Vezois HaBracha, and happens to be there are only eight more psukim that have to be read to conclude the Torah. But it's not proven that in the time of the Gemara they actually leaned on Simchas Torah Vayal Moshe. They leaned Birchas Moshe. Why? Just like they leaned, because Shmini Atzeres is the anniversary of Shlomo HaMelech's concluding the Bayis Sheni, the inauguration of the Bayis, the Tafkid of creation was to create a dwelling place for Hashem in this world. And at the end of the elaborate inaugural ceremony of the Bayis Rishon, Shloimei HaMelech blessed the Jewish people. And that, in fact, is the Haftorah of the first day Shemini Atzeres. The Haftorah of the first day Shemini Atzeres is commemorating that on Shemini Atzeres, it is the anniversary of the Chanukah, the Gemar, the conclusion of the Chanukah's Bayis Rishon. So in order to connect that concept and what happened on that day, Shlomo HaMelech blessed the Jewish people, and that's the lane. So we do something very similar. We focus on the blessings of Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu is blessed, really the Iker, and Shlomo is the Tafel. So you don't want to go laying the Tafel before the Iker. So the truth is, if you look in the Gemara, from Gemara it's Mashma, the only thing that they leaned on Shemini Atzeres, or was meant to be leaned on Shemini Atzeres, was the blessings of Moshe Rabbeinu. It appears that over the generations, it became, until when then did they lane the last eight psukim? It's not clear. It could very well be that they laned, you know, the first, at some point in time, maybe it was before Yom Kippur, they lane Vezois HaBracha. They lane the whole Vezois HaBracha from beginning to end with the last eight psukim. Maybe they lane Vezois HaBracha, or what we call Shabbos Bereishis, the one parsha behind, they lane Vezois HaBracha. It was the parshas HaShavua for this week is Vezois HaBracha. We don't do that. That has changed. L'chol adeis. Today, we take what it says in the Gemara, to lain on Shmini Atzeres, the Birchos Moshe, and we have added to that Kriya the last eight psukim. Who told you to do that? That has become the Minog Yishol for probably at least 1,000 years, to add to the last eight to Birchos Moshe. Oh, and once we're learning the last eight psukim, and we've learned everything else, oh, so this now turns into Simchas Torah, the Gemar of the Torah. Okay, so the last eight psukim is really distinct from the Birchos Moshe. Now, I actually found this in the Nitei Gavriel. I think he says it's the Minhag of Vishnitz. I saw this many years ago in Chaim Berlin, this Minhag. And I imitated this minig in somewhere, and I got a mishaberach, and they told me, "What in the world are you doing?" So I said, "This is what they do." I didn't even know different to do differently. They no longer do what this minig anymore in Chaim Berlin. I don't think so. I asked someone; he told me they no longer do this minig, and I always wondered about it. And I found it today in the Nitei Gavriel. He cites all the minhagim, and he cites this as the minig in Vishnitz. And it could be other places. What is the minhag? We all know that the nigun, the melody of Me'oina, is the melody that we sing on the Yamim Noiroim. Me'oina Eloi Kekeden Umitachas Zira Oisalam. The nigun of the Kriya, the melody is the nigun of the Yamim Noiroim. So when I was a child, and I davened in Chaim Berlin, and they lay in Chasson Torah, Me'oina Eloi Kekeden. And then when the Shliach Tzibun, the Baal Kriya, the Koire, got up to Vayal Moshe, he switched in the middle of the Kriya. Vayal Moshe. He switched. He switched the melody from the Nigun of the Yamim Noiroim to the melody of Chol, of what you do on a regular Shabbos. And I was very taken by this. Like, why are you switching in the middle? Well, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, the Ikur Kriyas Hayoim of Shmini Atzeres is Birchos Moshe, not Vayal Moshe. The Ikur Kriyas HaTorah of Shmini Atzeres ends before you come to Vayal Moshe. It is a new minhag. It's probably, I don't know how many years. Is it 400 years? Is it 1,000 years? That we have taken the Kriyas HaTorah of Shmini Atzeres, which is only supposed to be the Birchos Moshe, and have appended to it the last eight psukim, Vayal Moshe, to be Mesayim the Torah. And you should know it's not so posh to do this because it's Yom Tov, and Yom Tov is not as man to be Maskir Tsar. Ketiras Moshe Rabbeinu is the greatest tsar, Misa Sadikim. Misa Sadikim is not an event that you would typically do. It's very challenging. How are we allowed to learn about Misas Sadikim on Yom Tov? I saw in the Nitei Gavriel sites, all different others from as well, they're different. It used to be back in the good old days where the Rebbe, he was the Baal Kriya. It was a very, very popular thing. A Rebbe comes with the turf. If you're the Rebbe, you have to know how to lain. If you don't know how to lain, you can't be the Rebbe. The Rebbe would lain the Toichacha, to be Megalit, to be Mahapech, Klolo, Lebracha. The Rebbe would lain Aseres HaDibrois. The Rebbe would lain very important sections of the Torah, including Vayal Moshe. And they cite in these beautiful stories about many of the Gedolei Yisrael, the previous generations, they would cry Dimo'o Shlish when they lay in the Pasik Vayomo Shamoshe Eved Hashem. Vayomo Shamoshe Eved Hashem. I remember Rebbe Chaim Siegel and Chaim Berlin, he said that the Hesped on Moshe Rabbeinu was two words. The Ribbono Shel Olam was Maspid Moshe Rabbeinu. And what was the Hesped? Two words. Eved Hashem. That was the whole Hesped. There wasn't a marathon list of maspidim going on for days and days. Two words, Eved Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu's Petira is something that a serious Talmud Chacham takes very seriously and is very disturbed. How can you be ma'arev, the tsar of Moshe Rabbeinu's Petira, on the day that the Torah says, V'hoyisa ach sameach?
We have a pasuk, I forget the beginning of the pasuk, it says, Hamov sov v'chasidov.
Sorry?
Hamov sov v'chasidov.
Hamov sov v'chasidov. Okay.
Kodesh Baruch Hu exalts in Hamov sov v'chasidov.
Yokor be'enei Hashem, Hamov sov v'chasidov. But the Pshudashol Mikra there means Yoker, it's painful for Hashem that he should take a tzaddik from this world. Okay, I remember.
What's the again?
Yoker, it is Yoker, Be'ene Hashem, Hamoviso Lachasida. You're reminding me, I'm telling you right now, you're bringing me back to my childhood. I was in ninth grade. We had a Rebbe of Bikir, Rebbe Alter. And this is what he asked the question to the class. I remember like Mama yesterday. He asked this question, what is the translation of the pasuk, Yokor be'enei Hashem hamoviz so lachasidav? I was sitting in the middle. Let me tell you the story. So there was a boy behind me. His name was Naftali Bronstein.
Ooh, yeah.
And he was sitting behind me to my right in the corner. He raised his hand. Well, the Rebbe asked him, what do you say it means? So he said exactly what you said. Ninth grade boy, that when a tzaddik comes to Hashem after when he dies, oh, it's yokar, exactly what you just said. It's precious. It's precious to Hashem to be mekabel the neshama of a tzaddik. So the Rebbe smirked. I'm not trying to make trouble. And he said, it's a beautiful chassidish pshat in the pasuk, but it's not the pasuk pshat. The Pashup Shad is Yokar means it's expensive, it's painful, it weighs down on Hashem that he should take from this world a tzaddik. Hashem doesn't want to take away tzaddikim from this world. Every time there's a tzaddik in this world, it is a tremendous chus. Hashem doesn't want to deny this world of tzaddikim.
And by the death of the two sons of Aaron,
on Yom Kippur,
also said, we thought it would be us. Sarayisi,
the... Okay, but there was Avelus. There was Avelus. Who Asher Dib Hashem B'Krev Ayakodesh. But because of that, Doresh Dorash Moshe, the carbon was not eaten, and that led to, because there was Misa, it was a terrible... Misa, with all respect of Mordechai,
yeah.
Death is not a good thing. It is not a good thing. And it's a plia atzuma that on Simchas Torah, we should be maskir Misas Moshe Rabbeinu. The question is better than any answer, and from the Gemara it's very clear. It's mashma. They did not lane vayal Moshe on Simchas Torah on Shemini Atzeres. The Gemara says on Shemini Atzeres you lane the Birchos Moshe. Goes to all things. What? So another Shabbos. There's another Shabbos. They Messiah Shabbos Shuva. They lane v'zoyis habracha, or they laned it next week. They laned it, we're going to lane Bereshus, they laned V'zoy Sabrach, the next Shabbos. They were Messiah, but look, there was Eretz Yisrael, there were two different cycles.
Yes.
There was a 3.5-year cycle,
right.
And there was the 1-year cycle. Anyway, we manipulate the parashios, we lane 2 parashios here, 1 parasha here. We manipulate the parashios. The way the calendar has been arranged is a more recent event. The Gemara makes no mention of laning Vayal Moshe. The only thing that we lane Me'ikar Hadin on Shmini Atzeres are the blessings of Moshe Rabbeinu, because Shmini Atzeres is the anniversary of the Chanukas Bayis Rishon. We lane Vayal Moshe. If we had only one day, we lane the Birchos Moshe, and the Haftorah are the blessings of Shlomo. Look at the Haftorah. The Haftorah is Megala, what the Kriyas Atzeres. If we have only one day Shmini Atzeres, it's because it's Simchas Torah, so everything became different. But if there would only be one day Shemini Atzeres, according to the Gemara, the Kriyas HaTorah is the blessings of Moshe, and the Haftarah are the blessings of Shloimoi HaMelech. Over the generations, there's 2 days, so we have more room to breathe, and we have embellished Yom Tov by adding. We've only have the 1-year cycle, And we've also done an incredible chiddush. We have taken Petiras Moshe, Vayal Moshe, and we have once already, we're learning the Zayis HaBracha. And anyway, it's the end of the cycle. The cycle is coming to an end. What a great idea. Let's go lane Vayal Moshe, and then we'll make a Simchas Torah out of it, and then we'll lane Bereshis, and we'll make a whole, it'll be a beautiful thing. The whole Yom Tov of Simchas Torah is relatively speaking, a modern 450 years is when it really first picked up steam. The Gemara, you lane the Berachos of Shlomo HaMel, of Moshe Rabbeinu. They didn't lane Vayal Moshe. It's a Nayazach. You want to lane Vayal Moshe? The Betir of a Tzadik? It's a Pli Atzuma. No, what are we going to say? You can say a lot of Jewish.
We're not learning it because we're learning, because we're learning the Torah of Moshe. We're signing the Torah, and it happens to be that's where it falls.
He's saying good answers. I'm not denying the answers are good answers, but the question still stands. The answers are very good. I'm asking. This is not in the Simcha Dika Psukim that you would expect the Chazal. Okay, any then. So, yet, you have to also appreciate, Chazal also say that these eight psukim are sacred. Yochid Korei Oysan. The only one that can learn these psukim are the Gadol Hadar, are a singular individual. Yochid Korei, before you came and we discussed in more detail, Yochid, there are many perushim as to what that means, there are many perushim, but it means it's something very special. Yochid Korei Oysan. So, I'm trying over here, I was struggling with you because it's clear as day to me, I don't know, I can't argue with anyone else, is that Chosen Torah is more Choshev than Chosen Bereshis. Yet, I'll read you, the Nitik Ariel says that, I was mechavin to this, that by the Hasidim, Bederech Klal, not every single group, but Bederech Klal, by the Hasidim, Chosen the Rebbe goes to Chosen Bereshis. So I'm trying, and as I showed you, L'choyre, it doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara, Yochid Koirei Maisa Bereshis. No such Gemara. Yochid is Koirei, the last eight psukim of the Torah. Doesn't say anywhere, Yochid is Koirei, the Parashas, Bekferish Gemara. I mean, that speaks volumes. From the Nusach of the Rishus of the Chosen Torah, we learned yesterday, it's head and shoulders more choshev. The nusach of the rishos, we've proven, is more choshev than the rishos of the chosen bereish, which we're going to do in a few moments. So why then do you give the Rebbe chosen bereishis and not chosen Torah? So I want to suggest a yesoid. There's an element of tsar in chosen Torah. Vayomas Shom Moshe. And that element of tzar is something new. I mean, that has been added to the Yom Tov, whatever the reason is. And, you know, it fits very much in line with the whole Mahus of Chasidus. Chasidim is Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha. The Litvaks, they're the ones that are shuckling away and they're afraid of the lightnings and to come strike them down. The Mahus of in Chasidim is Simcha. That's their hallmark. That's their hallmark. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. And they have won the game. They have won the day. They have won the day. The whole Klal Yisrael today has been totally swept away by the mahalich of what the Baal Shem Tov and his Talmidim, what they have, the Talmid Baal Shem Tov, how they've introduced an avoida of simcha. And if you take things, we don't take anything seriously today, so to everything today, it just like, you know, flies over our head. Vayoma Hashem Moshe, Eved Hashem. You know, Zayin Adar, you're supposed to fast, Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, you're supposed to have a Yom Tzoyim. Slichos, in this room, I saw myself, they had the Chevre Kadisha, a Flapush. About 35 people came here, they had Slichos. Right here in this room, and there was a Rav who gave a fiery drasha, and then Davin Mayriv, and then they had a Su'uda. It's a serious thing when you speak about Nisas tzaddikim. So I'm trying to find a Pesach of understanding why it was the custom and is the custom by groups. I saw that Minik Spink, okay, Minik Spink, it says they give Chasan many groups. Chasan Bereshis goes to the Rebbe, not Chasan Torah. Why? So I'm trying to find the Pesach of understanding is, yeah, we have to appreciate there is pardon the expression, a dark side to Chasan Torah. 8 psukim, the only 3 psukim of happiness. Ashrecha Yisrael, Micha Moicha, Mo'ina, and there are 8 psukim of tzar. So, you know, it's bittersweet. It's a bittersweet chasima. And I would go so far to say is that it's only because we're in Golos did Chazal deliberately make Shmini Atzeres into a day of a memorial day for Moshe Rabbeinu. Torah says Shmini Atzeres ve'hayisa ach sameach par echad ayil echad kivasim neishnas shivat mimim. Ani v'atem nismach b'yachad. Do we have the audacity today to celebrate Shmini Atzeres the way it's meant to be celebrated? When we're in Golos, who do we think we are? Ani v'ata nismach b'yachad. Do we have that audacity to go and really, v'yisach sameach? If we had only one day midoraisa, we had no choice. Torah says to do it. Torah says you got to do it. You do it. But we have 2 days. And the second day is Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios. And the Mela, it's almost by design, I'm suggesting, that we pause and reflect. Yeah, V'hoyisa Achsana, let's not fool ourselves and think that this is... Let's not fool ourselves and think that this is the real deal. You know, there's a lot has been written about this, is that the year 1948, after the Medina was established, there were people on Tisha B'Av in Eretz Yisrael that didn't want to celebrate Tisha B'Av. And there's a lot been written about this. There were people, you know, that, oh, we have the Medina, you know, how could you say Nachem Hu'ira HaBezuya? They're very HaMe'ulala. There are very, very harsh words in Nachem. Why? We have today sovereignty. We haven't had sovereignty of Eretz Yisrael for 1,953 years. And the response was very, very harsh from the Gedolei Yisrael and from the religious, the religious world. What are you joking? Just because today there's a Medina, we're in Golos. When you're in Golos, watch yourself. Watch your back. Nothing has changed. Golos is Golos. We are in Golos. The Torah says, V'chayisa ach sameach. Chazal cleverly have reminded us, don't get carried away. Don't get carried away. It's the word, in the Toichacha, it's the worst klala. After all the klalas, it says, V'gam kol amachal asher loy kosu ba'sefer hazeh, I'll bring upon you. At the end of the Teichacha, it says, and I'll bring upon you things that are not even written here, after all the terrible things. And what does Chazal say that means? Misas Tzadikim. So Chazal told us that Misas Tzadikim is the worst klola possible. It's above and on top of all the klolas, it's on top. And that's what we're leaning about on Simchas Torah. How you talking? It's the Teichacha. Moshe Rabbeinu, did Moshe want to die? Moshe begged Hashem, "Vo eschanan el Hashem, bo esahilei Hashem elokim, atachi lois laharis." Hashem rejected his tefillas. Why? Shimu no hamoyrim, hamenasel azel asilchem moyim. We angered him. He hit. He didn't aver the chet and they may amriva. If Moshe would have come into Eretz Yisrael, would have been a different world. There's an enormous amount of ideas to discuss about the particular of Moshe Rabbeinu. This is what Chazal selected to lane on Shmini Atzeres. It doesn't say any way to do this. The Gemara says, Yelain, the brachos of Moshe. not the Petira of Moshe. It doesn't really belong here. Chazal by design, deliberately, they put this here on Simchas Torah. Don't get carried away and think and fool yourself and think just because you have it good, oh, you're now Mekayim v'chayisa ach sameach. You are in Golos. We're living the Teichecha in Golos. And part of the Teichecha, the Af, Hashem will bring his Misa Sadikim. We mamish, we're leaning on Simchas Torah, the Gemar of the Teichecha. You give the Teichecha to the Rebbe? You give the Teichecha to the Rebbe? How could you do that? We all know all the stories that the Teichecha, no one wants to take the Teichecha. No, I remember I used to lay in a shul, so there was, I was very familiar with the Gabbai. So he said to me, Don't worry, I'm not going to give you the Teichecha. There's a guy here that's such, he told us this, it's a true story. He's such a Guraba Am Ha'aretz, this guy. He doesn't know the difference. I'm going to call him off of the Teichecha. I told him, don't you dare. This Gabbai, he didn't like this guy also. He had always had a big sichsuch with this fellow. And he said, oh, no, he doesn't know the difference. He said, Mama, Shashamara, I'm going to call him up. Don't you dare. The Baal Kriya gets it. I get it. I get the Teichecha. Would they ever call up the rabbi for the Teichecha? Chas v'shalom. I was once also, someone told me I was in a shul, the Gabbai, he didn't know, like, the Gabbai was not knowledgeable. And there was a guest. I know who the person is. I can't say publicly who the person is. He was a guest in the shul where I davened. I wasn't landing, it was before. I wasn't even there. He told me this is a famous story where I davened, and they called him off of the Teichecha. And the people who were there witnessed, they said the guy's eyes popped out. Could you imagine? You come to a shul, you're a guest, Yamoid, and they call you off of the Teichecha. The guy went up, he took the aliyah, but the guy's eyes popped out. Like, you don't do that. That's not what you're supposed to do. Okay, the person had no clue what he was doing. He was told I'm Aretz in what he did. But isn't that what you're doing on Simchas Torah? The Gam Kol HaKlol HaShel Loikos V'Asef HaZeh Yovi HaShem, HaShem will bring. And what is this Rashi? Misa Sadikim. Moshe Rabbeinu died because the Chet Mei Meriva, he was denied entry into Eretz Yisrael. No one even knows where his Makom Kavura, so he can go be Mispalel. All the collateral damage that came with why he died and the consequences. That's what you want to learn about on Simchas Torah? Are you talking?
They say that, what's the hardest mitzvah to
Simcha.
Simcha 24/7. So there's a mitzvah, like you mentioned, Bohayisa Samea. I mean, all 8 days we're supposed to. Perhaps we have in the Indian of Tsar, you know, for those psukim, we're supposed to be in a constant state of simcha.
The question stands. I'm just suggesting a little drush is that Chazal don't want to mislead us. Don't get carried away and think you have the real deal in Golos. As long as there's Golos.
The 24/7.
We lay in Pusukim Saki, yes, yeah.
What happened? This is day 9.
We have 20, even Yiskar. What? Yiskar. Oh, very good. So what about Yiskar? How come we say Yiskar and Shmini Atzeres? Okay, so it's an excellent, excellent question. How can you be masking? You see people crying. You mamash, you see people crying. So, what? And so it's a very long simple story tomorrow. You have Koheles. This by us, it's also a very long davening. Koheles. On the first days, are you sure, according to all opinions? Because what?
Can't handle it. How can
I know, but it's not. I think it's a machlokes. It's not so poshut. In Eretz Yisrael, I read up yesterday about this. There's a big sugya, what to do in Eretz Yisrael. It could be that the machriya lahalach, they lean on the Shmini Atzeres, but it's almost certain that there are the first day in all places, in all kilos?
I don't.
Okay, because it's a big topic of discussion. Even for us, why do we wait until Okay, but that's another topic. Okay, whatever. Okay, so this is just, I want to bring out this point, and I want to use that to maybe explain as to why there is a custom amongst Gedolei Yisrael and Klal Yisrael, bedafka, not to give Chasan Torah to the greatest one in the Kehillah, but to give Chasan to him, to give him Chasan Bereishis. What's wrong with Chasan Torah? We have to understand that Chasan Torah has an element of Toichacha that cannot be ignored. And just like you would never call up a Rebbe for the Toichacha, who says it's appropriate to call up a Rebbe, Vayom Hashem Moshe, in the Eiver HaYarden, Mul Beis Pa'ar? You know, his burial place is not so beautiful. You know, I used to go, you go to Jackie Robinson, and you go into the cemetery. I always think, what do the Masons see these cars driving down the whole day? Are they disturbed with the traffic here? In all the Mason there, you can see from certain parts of the cemetery, you can see the Washington Cemetery. Do they see all the vibration, all the noise and the cars and the pollution? Moshe Rabbeinu was even worse. He was buried Mul Beis Pa'ar. What is Beis Pa'ar? Avodah Zarah. Yeah. One of the worst forms of Avodah Zarah. How do they worship the Avodah Zarah Pa'ar? You go to the bathroom. You go to the Beis HaKiseh. And you don't shut the door. You go to the Beis HaKiseh with no closing the door. That's Beis Pa'ar. And that's where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried? Mul Beis Pa'ar. Opposite Beis Pa'ar. You think that Jackie Robinson is bad? Moshe Rabbeinu had it a lot worse. What's going on? Okay, this is not for now. This needs a hesber. It's about Kovadik. To bury Moshe Rabbeinu. Mul Beis Pa'ar. It's about Kovadik. My high. This is very disturbing. You're going to call up the Rebbe. This is a very disturbing set of psukim. Who says it's such a godless to get Chasan Torah? We learned yesterday it is. Okay, look at that. Rishus, woohoo. You don't get better than that. Okay, Tizkel, Bonim, Ubnei Bonim, Oiskin, B'Torah, and Mitzvahs, you don't get better than that. The Aleph Beis, you go to the whole Aleph Beis, Brachas Galore. You don't get better than that. Yet, how come the Rebbes don't get it? You know, in this world, there are always trade-offs. You can't have everything. There are trade-offs. All right, enough said. I really squeezed this out way more than I thought. Let's now learn the Rishos of the Chasan Bereishis. On page Tof Resh Lamed Tes. Mirishos, okay, same nigun. you name with the nigun of Shavuos. That itself is also speaks volumes. Is that the only other time you chant this melody is Akdamos. There is some relationship between Akdamos Milin, because why? I mean, it makes a lot of sense, because what is Akdamos Milin? Harma Urishusa. Akdamos Milin Vishara Yoshusa. How's it go? Akdamos Milin. Akdamos Milin Visharusa. I begin by asking permission. Harma Urishusa. Permission. The whole Akdamos is where the Baal Kriya, or the Matar game, he first asks permission from the Tzibur. I want to now translate, and part of his entitlement is to give a drasha. That's what they did. They gave their own drashas. Today, no one's giving their own drasha, so it's standardized in the Nusach of Akdamos. Akdamos is Netilas Rishus. The Rishus of the Chasan Torah, Chasan Bereishis, is Netilas Rishus. That is why they share in common the same melody. They both serve the same function. Okay, so now let's now read this Rishus. Me Rishus Miraimam Al Kol Baracha V'Shira, with the permission of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Okay, just like when we came to the Chasan Torah, remember there were five bodies, five entities from which we asked Rishus. And the first one there for the Chasan Torah was Rishus from the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Rishus Akel HaGadol HaGibor V'Hanayra. Mamish, the same thing we say in Shemona Esrei. Here we're asking Rishus from Hashem, but we're using different words. Rishus Miraimam I'll call bracha v'shir, with permission of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And how do we refer to, how do we refer to the Ribbono Shel Olam? How do we refer to him? We refer to him with the term, the one that is Miraimam, exalted. I'll call bracha v'shira, upon all blessing and song. Notice we're using the word shira because the theme of the day is a song. That's the theme. Noira, I'll call tehila v'zimra. He is awesome beyond all praise and song. Okay? They're all different, then we have more. Chacham levav. When do we recite these words, Chacham Levav? When you witness 600,000 people. Chacham Harozim, you say, you don't say the whole thing, you say Chacham Harozim, the one who is wise and knows all of the secrets. Here we say Chacham Levav, the Amitz Kechu Gura, Hashem is Chacham Levav. It's interesting that when you use the word Levav, when else do you use the word Levav? Tachas, Asher Levadita, Es Hashem Lukech B'Simcha Uvituv Levav. That same word, Levav, the double heart. We use exactly the same term by Simcha. In fact, I saw some of the Mefarshim when they speak about Simchas Torah, they cite that pasuk in the Teichacha. You better make sure on Simchas Torah you rejoice, because in the Teichacha, if you don't rejoice well, you're going to have to give accounting for this in the Teichacha. Because the Teichacha says, why did all of these terrible things happen? What is that referring to? Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah. What other simcha do you have in life? Simcha and the tov levav Torah gladdens the heart. So on Simchas Torah, a person has to be very careful to rejoice, because we've been warned in the Teichon that if we don't rejoice, there's going to be problems. So Hashem over here is called the Chacham Levav. He's called the Amitz Koyach. Amitz Koyach is the term that is used to begin Nusach Ashkenaz, the Avodah of Yom Kippurim. Amitz Koyach. I daven all the years in Chaim Berlin. The Shliach Tzim would shout. When he got up to the Avodah, he would scream, Amitz Koyach. It haunts me, the way he said it. And now when I have daven in other places, the Shliach Tzibur does not shout. But I always hear, in your mind, you always hear the Bali Tefillah from your youth. You can't get their Nusach out of your head. I'm sure, Abishol Zev, you hear your father, right?
Yeah, why is the Nusach different for the
There are two different nuschais. There are different, because there are different opinions in the Gemara. There are different in the Gemara. There are different opinions as to the Seder or Avoda, and each piyut follows a different opinion in Masechta Yoma. So there are different minhagim. Many Ashkenazim they say Ato Kenanta. Ato Kenanta is much shorter and it's much easier to understand. It's very easy to understand and it's very, very short relative to Amitz Koyach, which you have to spend weeks deciphering to understand exactly what it's saying there. Not weeks, but it's very very complex. And if you read very carefully, there's a machlokes as to the precise order, the Seder Hayom. It's a machlokes in the Gemara. And the Paitonim have machria, the order. So these words over here are very interesting words. The word Chacham is a trigger for Chacham Horozim. When do you ever refer to Hashem as a wise entity? When? Show me an example of where you refer to Hashem as a Chacham. It sounds like Hashem is a Sfardi. Is Hashem an Ashkenazi or is Hashem a Sfardi? What do you say? Mordechai, is the Ribbono Shel Olam a Sfardi or an Ashkenazi? Was Moshe Rabbeinu? Will he dress like the Rishon Lezion or the Rav Harashi? Okay, Chacham, Hashem here is this. Anyone that tells you that the Ribbono Shel Olam is an Ashkenazi, you're wrong.
Here it's in different ways. When he was in one thing, he appeared as a Gibor. other time he appeared in Sukkot.
Oh, Hashem appears many different ways as a gibor. Very good. So Hashem also, you have to add to the list that sometimes on Simchas Torah, the Ribbono Shalom appears, the Klal Yisrael, as a Svar Deshurav, with the robe and the hat and the gans, the whole nine yards. Chacham, Beferish, it's Beferish. Chacham. Levav, the word Levav in my mind is, so, but the word the Chacham also is a trigger to the bracha Chacham Horozim. If you are in the presence of 600,000 Jews, you make a bracha b'shem malchus, Chacham Horozim. Hashem knows all the secrets. Hashem is able to understand the difference of opinion between every single Jew, every single, that's a bracha. Chacham Horozim is the bracha. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Chacham Horozim halavai. Everyone should be zoicha to make that bracha one day. What? Reishis chachma, but the word reishis chachma, fine, ziras Hashem, kehelas. Okay, very good, it's true. Also, by the way, and also, the whole kehelas is soif davar kol nishmeis elokim yirah, and reishis chachma, yiras Hashem. So we're referring to the element of yirah. When it says word levav, that's a trigger for tachas asher lo yavadeta as Hashem elokecha besimcho vituv levav. The Amitz Koyach, in my mind, that's a trigger for Yom HaKippurim, on Yom Kippur, the Avseder HaVoida, Amitz Koyach, powerful might, Ugevura, Umoyeshel Oilam, Hashem rules over the world, Adoin Kol Yitzira, the master of creation. Now notice we're playing with creation, because this piyut is the introduction to the Chasan Bereshis. We are playing with creation. So notice over here a very elaborate description of the Ribbono Shel Olam, much more elaborate, I would say, than the Rishus of Chasan Torah. Chasan Torah, we just said Hashem is Akel, Hagodol, Hagibor, VeHanoira. Here we have, he is Miroimam Al Kol Baruchah V'Shira, he is Noir Al Kol Tila Uzimra, he's Chacham Levavi Amitz Koichu Gevura. He's Moishel Oilam Adon Kol Yitzira. Hoo-hoo! That's quite an elaboration. Quite an elaboration to describe the Ribbono Shel Oilam. Next, number two. Who else do we ask Rishus from? Now, if you remember, by the Rishus of the Chasan Torah, we asked Rishus, number two on the list was the Torah. Okay, it was Merishus Okel HaGadol Yivav HaNoira U'Merishus Mipoz U'Mipninim Yikora. The item that is more precious than gold and precious gems. Yikora. Rabbi Shaul Zev, this is your business here. The Pnimim. The precious, precious gems. So here is similar. Okay, it's similar. Umerishus over here is Umerishus Kivu. Umerishus. Oh, did I skip? Let me see. What did I say? Umishal Oilama. Umerishus Kivuda Bas Melech Pinima Atsura. The honorable, that is the daughter of the king, that is Pinima Atsura, that is hidden otsur inside of the, over here in the art scroll, it says inside the Beis Medrash. Or if you would want to say it's inside the Kodesh HaKodoshim. What precious item do we store in the innermost location? The Penima. Penima, we store the Torah. The Torah HaKodesha is kivuda, it is the most honorable thing in this world. It is the Bas Melech, we call it, the Bas Melech is a term here being used to describe the Torah. The Torah is the Bas Melech. It's kivuda, it's honorable, and anything that is kivuda requires tsnius, requires that it be sheltered in a very precious location. Correct. Kol kavuda bas melech penima. Hatznei alecha simelokecha. Tznius it's used by a woman. But in this context, we're referring to the Torah. The Torah is the Bas Melech, and it is Penima, it's hidden in the Kodesh HaKodashim, and it's also hidden away in the Beis Medrash, the Arna Kodesh, or in the learning that takes place. It is a delicate, it's a very beautiful way to describe the godless of Torah. It is Kivuda, Bas Melech, Penima Atzura. It's described here furthermore, Reishis Kinyanoi, it's Hashem's first possession. Before Hashem created the world, Hashem created the Torah. I mean, whatever, that's a very Kabbalistic concept, whatever that means. Alpayim Atzura. It says in the Medrash that the Torah was in existence 2,000 generations before it was given. How many generations was it from the creation of the world until Matan Torah? 26 generations. From the creation of the world until Matan Torah was 26 generations, which means that 1,974 generations before the world was created, the Torah was out there. The Torah was in existence. So when you combine 1,974 plus 26.
No, it's
974
plus
26. It says Alpayim. It says 2,000. It says somewhere 2,000. There are different midrashim. They're conflicting midrashim, you are correct. They're conflicting midrashim. You're right. At one place, in this piece. 974. That's Aleph. And then there are the 26th and there are 26 generations from creation until it was given to Klal Yisrael. But there's another medrash, and this is, I think it's very common, this medrash. Again, this is all way over my head. I have no idea what I'm saying. Is the Torah was in existence for 2,000 generations before it was revealed to the world. Alpayim. Reishis Kinyanai. Torah is Hashem's acquisition. Alpayim Atzura, it was withheld from the world for 2,000, in the art scroll it says 2,000 years. Years. So maybe what it means then is the 2,000 years overlap with 1,000 generations. How long is a generation? It all depends on the context. Sometimes a generation is called 25 years. Sometimes a generation means 70 years. Sometimes it can mean yovel, 50 years. This is a big topic. What is the translation, the number of years in a dor, in a generation? Okay, that's an abstract concept. So maybe there is a reconciliation between the medrash that says 2,000 and the medrash that says 1,000. Is that here we're referring to years? 2,000 years, and then there is 1,000 generations, and maybe when it says 2,000 years, it means not including the 26 generations, 2,000 years before creation, the Torah existed, before creation, 2,000 years. When we talk about generations, it means from the time it was created until it was delivered. Generations, which include the 26 generations of creation until Matan Torah. Okay, these are two different concepts. Possibly they overlap with one another. 2,000 years, and there are 1,000 generations. When you talk about generations, it's clear as day that there are 974 generations before creation and 26 generations after creation until it was given. Next, Bara Semima Meshivas Nefesh Umachazira. It is pure, Tamima, it is wholesome, two words which mean the same thing. Meshivas Nefesh, it restores a person's spirit. Person's agitated in return. Umachazira, it means another word which is the same repetition. Meshivas Nefesh, Umachazira. This is just poetic repetition. It's Boros Mima, and it's Meshivas Nefesh, Umachazira. It's poetry. The Torah has the koyach to restore person's neshama. Yishurun Nitino Marosha. Yishurun is who? The Jewish people. It was given to them, Marosha, as an inheritance. Le'ovdo u'le'shamra. Like it says, so saying the Torah was given Le'ov u'le'shamra. You see the beautiful poetry over here. It was Yeshurun to Yeshurun Nitna, Marasha, Le'ov u'le'shamra. Milu modecha go'ine Yaakov. Who was it given to? To those that learn, the learned ones, to the, those that study the Torah, the Ge'oine Yaakov, the great scholars of Yaakov, Lefascha u'lesagra, and this is very beautiful, to open and to close. Now that does not mean that when you get an aliyah, you open and you close it. It means to open a discussion and to thoroughly have an understanding of the topic of discussion, and u'lesagra, and when you finish your drasha, there's nothing more to say. It's an expression in the Gemara. They were called the Chorash and the Masker.
Is that like a
Q&A? A Q&A? Lepascho Lesagra is taken from the idea of the Chorash and the Masker. Why were they called Masker? Those who
close.
Exactly. So that's what we were borrowing for. See the richness of it, Yeshurun. And Nidna Marasha, that's a very common expression by Torah. Love the Lashama, that's by my Sabreshis. Adam and Chava, Milumudech, Goine, the Goine Yaakov, Goine Yaakov. We say that Nusach on the Roshon Tfilas. Lepaschal, the Saga, we take that from Sefer Melachim, the Golos, Lepaschal, the Saga. Kalil Hoid Nasi Marbe Hamisra. Okay, lemarbe hamisra u'lesholoim ein kates. The word misra means authority. Who does it say that word about? The Melech HaMashiach.
Yes,
the Melech HaMashiach is the marbe hamisra.
And someone else.
Who else?
Yeshayahu. No. One of the kings.
So the Melech. So the.
Six expressions of praise. Awesome. They applied to Mashiach, but they were first authored about somebody else.
Now, I don't think I translated this correctly. See, let's clarify a point. In the Rishus for the Chasam Torah, in the Rishus of the Chasam Torah, there's a very distinct mark of who are we asking permission from. We ask permission five times. Rishus from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rishus from the Torah. Rishus from Klal Yisrael. Rishus over here, we're leaving out the word Rishus. That's what it appears. So we start with asking Rishus from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Then, and everything that we wrote, the first few lines, then we came to asking Rishus from the Torah itself. Now I believe when it says here Milu Modecha Goine Yaakov Lepaschal Lesagra, it doesn't say the word Rishus, but it's self-understood, if I'm not mistaken. We're also coming to ask Rishus now from the Talmidei Chachamim, the Goine Yaakov. We're coming to ask Rishus from the Milu Modecha. Well, no, let's take a step back. Maybe we can even say that the word Yeshurun Nidna Marashal of L'Shamra, let's make an assumption, maybe I'm wrong, that we're asking Rishus from the Jewish people. We're asking Rishus from the assembly, from Klal Yisrael. Next.
Is that from the Jewish people?
From Yeshurun. Kahal Adas Yeshurun. Broyers. We're asking Rishus from the people. We're asking Rishus from Klal Yisrael. Before we go and we give out this kibud, we want to begin the time, we want to ask Rishus. Next, when it says Milu Modecha, Goine Yaakov, we're asking Rishus from the exalted Talmidei Chachamim. Next, we're asking Rishus, hi, how are you? How are you? It's doing all right. We're asking Rishus from the Klil Hoid Nasi, the Rosh HaSanhedrin, the Nasi. Who's the Nasi? The Nasi is the Rosh HaSanhedrin, the president of the Sanhedrin. We're asking him the Kalil Hoid, the glorious splendor of the Nasi, who is the chief authority of the Torah. Rabbi Wolf, have a wonderful day. A good moed. A good moed. All the blessings to you.
Thank you.
He's a very good person. He helps you. He's unbelievable. Okay. Zaygazon, good night. Thank you. Thank you very much. Khalil Hoyd Nasi. The splendor, the glorious splendor of the Nasi, who is the chief authority. Who is this person? This is the Rosh HaSanhedrin, the Nasi Hadar. Now, by the way, there was in Klal Yisrael, there's a little controversy over here. In Klal Yisrael, what are the leaders called? There's a Rav, and there's a Rebbe. And then there's a Nasi. Who's the Nasi Hadar?
Who knows?
Okay, so the Lubavitcher Rebbe, in his writings, has a concept that there's something called the Nasi Hadar. It's Mamash Beferish in the Rishus. There's the Nasi Hadar. The Nasi Hadar. There's a Rav, there's a Rebbe. There's a Nasi Hadar, a different concept. Here it says, he was called the Sar Hatayr. Who invented that? Who invented that term? I don't know. Khalil Hoyd Nasi, the splendor, the glorious splendor of the Nasi, who is the Marbe HaNisra, who has the ultimate authority. He's like the Melech HaMashiach. In this piyut, it's incredible insights to learn from this piyut. What it says, and this piyut is sacred. It was written by the acrostic. The acrostic is Menachem Beribi 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 Mochir Chazak V'Ematz B'Torah Lo'ad U'V'Mitzvos U'V'Ma'asim Tovim. We gotta get moving over here. Klil Chod Nasi Mar B'Hamishra Yoishvei Al Midin Mishive Milchom Mashara, the Rosh HaSanhedrin who sits on judgment. Yoshve, those, that's Yoshve is plural. Those who sit in judgment, the Sanhedrin. We're asking Rishus from the Rosh HaSanhedrin. And now we're asking Rishus from the Sanhedrin itself. The Yoshve al Midin, Mishive Milchom Mashara, who bring battle back to the gate. In other words, they are warriors. The people in Sanhedrin are called those who win the war. They bring the war back to the gate. Is an expression of Melchamtoi Shel Torah. Melchamtoi Shel Torah. They bring Melchama to the gate. Okay, I'm not exactly sure of all the nuances of what that means exactly, but it means it's an expression referring to the Talmidei Chachamim. Rosh Yeshivas, we ask permission from the Rosh Yeshivas, the Rosh Goyla Fizura, we ask permission of the leaders of the exile of the nation that is dispersed. And now we actually say the words, Ume Rishus, Chavuras, not Chabura. The Chavudaves, Chavuras Tzedek Eda Hame Ushara, the assembly. We ask permission of those people who are assembled here in the Beis HaKnesses, including the Zekeinim, Unaarim, Bechol Shura Vishura, who sit on the pews, okay, who sit on the benches, on the tables, on the pews, who sit in every single row, Kivutzim Po Hayom, that are gathered today, L'simcha Satoira, V'Ne'etzarim, and they are assembled, L'sayim, to conclude, U'Lehochel, and to begin, Begil Uvemora, with joy and with reverence. Gilu Birada. Now over here we have a giveaway that when the holy Rebbe Menachem Beribi Mochir composed this piyut, he must have composed this.
The Rebbe had that minhag to finish and start.
Oh, yeah. He says with L'sayim. What are you talking about? We already finished. We're up to Chosan Bereshis. We're up to Chosan Torah. So what's the word L'sayim doing here? So it would appear that this piyut was originally composed for Chosan Torah as well.
Or because it's a shira, as you said,
no, it's all
continuous.
All right, we're going to say it's Yoni Hayoim.
Yeah.
Okay, they're gathered here today, v'net sodom l'sayim, to conclude. We already concluded. We're up to starting. Okay, so you want to say that it refers to the assembly. What are they here today? L'sayim u'lohachel begil u'vemora, with joy and with fear. This is a very important concept. Simchas Torah is not a time to play around. Okay, in some shuls, they get carried away, literally.
And table.
No good. It says here in the Piyut, in Revelation, Begil uvimoira. There has to be a tsura in the Beis HaKnesses of Yiras HaRaimimus. Gila Beroda. I said that, Gila Beroda. Oysa Mechavim, they cherish, the Jewish people cherish this day, Kiyom Nisina Saba Hadara, as the day when the Torah was given in its splendor. Now, by the way, very, very important, this person who composed this piyut lived in the 11th century, which indicates that Simchas HaTorah was already done in the 11th century. Not like some people want to say that it was only done only 400 years ago. This piyut was the time of the was written in the 11th, 12th century. So it says here the nusach makes it very clear with Messiah, with starting, with joy, with Moira, and we pray this day is precious, like Kiyom Nisinasa Bahadara. You read some of the books about Simchas Torah, they tell you, oh, this is a Nayazach. It's a new thing. It first came on the scene.
It's the way we celebrate it. That's new.
Okay, but we're dealing here with being Messiah in the Torah. Before you came, we discussed a lot of these things about how it was done originally. And you can't ignore this. You can't ignore that the language here is very similar to the way it's done today, right. And this was composed in the 11th century. So when you read the books, they tell you, Simchas Torah, you know, it's only 400 years. Like, you know, like last week, only 400 years. Not so quick. Okay, a lot of it's been, unfortunately, as we all know, a lot has been lost from history. Golos has done a job on us. If only we knew what really happened. Okay, a lot has been lost from us. We have a Messiah, but you know, look what it says here. You can't ignore what it says here. Misalsalim bo kachadosha. Okay, misalsalim means like you play with your hear. Misalsalim, but this is a very beautiful word that is used in reference to Torah. There's a mizmor in Tehillim. Okay, this word comes from Nach. It refers to Torah. You play with it. You curl it.
By the way, the expression from Yeshayahu.
Ein Kates
refers to Chizkiyahu,
Melech HaMashiach, who was meant to be the Melech HaMashiach, right? And we use that over here in reference over here to whoever the Nasi Hadar. Okay, so here with the Shem Torah, the Jew they gathered together, they mechabin oisla ki kiyam nisinase b'hadara misalslim b'vok chadash v'lo ki yishon shavra. They embrace it, they play with it like something that's brand new. But like Chayeshana, not like an old document that's long gone. Tzimeim, they're thirsty, lamoit, to suck it. To suck like a child. Ulis aneg, and to take delight, mizivikar, from its splendor. Misamachas le the etzev misiro, it gladdens the heart. And etzev, sadness, misiro, it takes away sadness. Contrast that with yesterday we just spoke, is that when you will be sad, a ruach nishbara, it's going to be machazek you. There are parallels. Tanchumecha yisha'ashu nafsham bol hispara. Okay, tanchumecha. It's consolations. The words of Torah is nechama. Torah provides comfort. It's comfort. It's words of comfort. Yisha'ashu nafsham bo lispara. It gives delight to their soul. Through it, it gives them glory. I'm not translating it very well. It's hard to translate this. You have to translate it out of order. Tanchumeha. It's consolations. Through its consolations, it brings a person glory by giving delight that in it, it gives delight to their souls. Now, this is a very beautiful expression. The Jewish people, they meditate. Hoygim. Hoygim means to meditate. They think. It doesn't say, you know, this. In the time of Chazal, when they learned, today we say you sit and learn. Time of Chazal, they didn't sit. and they didn't learn. They were hoige. They meditated. This is the term, you know, you go, you, what do you do in Lakewood? You're hoige b'toira. You meditate. This is a classic ancient description of learning Torah. Chaygim, they meditate, the mikra, or maybe you want to say the word chaygim means to, they're over here in the article, they translate the word they discuss, the mikra, chumash, the haggadah, words of haggadah, the mishnah, ug mara, ratzim, they run, umivim ta'apam lebes ho'asira, they run.
Something like what we just had in the daf, about who is a chacham, right? Who is learned?
Yeah.
Right, we just had it the other day.
I must have missed that. I don't remember.
The Nimra, the Mishnah,
the Gemara, okay. Different categories. Now here is a theme of Rotsim. This is now an opening that appears only in Chosin Bereshis. And not in Chosin Torah. Swift. Maher, maher, maher. Quick, 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 quick. Amoid, amoid, amoid. Here it says Rotsim, the parents, they Rotsim, they run. Umivim, and they bring tapam their children. Lebes ha'asira. What is the word asira? Asira is a beautiful word that refers to prayer. Chazal said, why is prayer called asira? To implore. It's like when you lift up a when you winnow, when you pick something up and you lift it up into the sky, into the wind. You lift it high. So the parents, they run to bring their children to the Beis HaKnesses. The oisim gamasim be'az haron. They do their good deeds with care. L'chein, therefore, gadol l'sechara me'es ha'gvura, may the reward be great from the gevur, from the Ribbono Shel Olam, al-roisham, simchas olam kishura, upon their heads, an everlasting joy will be tied. What does that refer to? Tefillin. Tefillin, right? Isn't that tefillin? The word kishura means to be tied, al-roisham is tefillin, and what does it say on the tefillin? It says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad, and what does it say upon Hashem's tefillin? Mi ka'amcha Yisrael. To Avim, they yearn, Lirois, to see Binyan Beis HaBechira, the rebuilding, they weren't to see the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Uvechein, therefore, Niskamti Das Kulam Livorera. Now, this is written in the singular term, I. Who is the I? The Gabbai. Niskamti, I have consented, Das Kulam Livorera, the attitude, the mindset of all of the people here in Shul, with to clarify, Bachur Harimosi Me'omtech HaChavura, to select a chosen person to lift up from this assembly. Let me read it quickly, then we'll read again slowly. Mot Mitzasiv, I have found, Lev Novoin Lechasbira, to have a heart that understands to comprehend the Torah. Tzedek v'chesed roidev b'orach yishara, a person who is righteous and pursues kindness in a manner that is upright, and a person uniso libo v'nodva ruchay lehisora, a person whose heart has inspired him and his spirit has motivated him to arouse himself, tichila v'rishon, to be the first heyois lahaschil ha'Torah. Okay, so over here, these lines from Uvechein all the way until the Ata is a very, very interesting collection of words, and we have to understand what it's saying over here. Over here, the Gabbai over here is saying, you know what it sounds like, the speaker of the house. where's Machol? He walked out in Mamish. He walked out. They probably called him to consult who should be the next speaker. Over here, Uvechein, Niskanti, the Gabbai here represents the assembly. He's the speaker of the house. I have consented through the consultation of the Das Kulam Levara. And Machol, over here, we're talking about the speaker of the house, and you walked out.
Sorry, my boss called.
Somebody resigned.
Uvechein niskamti das kulam levara. Over here in this section, the Gabbai, who is the speaker of the house, the Beis HaMedrash, the Beis HaKnesses, he is the speaker. He is saying that I have went and had a conversation with all of the members of this community, of this assembly, and I have clarified Laborera with clarity, have analyzed their understanding to select a person who is eligible to read, to begin the Torah anew. Bachor, a chosen person. Hari Mosi, I have lifted up, Me'am Toichachavu, I've lifted him up. I have found that his heart and his spirit is correct. He's a good man. He's a good, solid man that deserves this honor. Abochor harimosi mi'am toicha chavura mitzasiv. I have found him to have a lev navon lahasbira, a heart of understanding to comprehend the Torah. He's a good man. He's tzedek. He's righteous. V'chesed roidev. He pursues kindness in a way, a manner that is upright. And uniso libo v'nod v'rucho lehisoira. He has aroused himself in the service of Hashem. And therefore, he is the one that I have selected to be chosen. You have to now read the word Bachor. This individual I have chosen to be Techila V'rishayin. Heyois, Lahaschila Torah. You see, you have to read a little bit backwards. We describe the person, the three lines. I don't know if you have I'm reading from a different version. I found the person as a lev novin, la spiro, tzedek v'chesed roidev, baruch yitzhara, unus alibo, unudav arucha, l'soira. This person is the bochor, the chosen one that I have uplifted to be the one that will be honored with being the techil of a rishon. Heyois lahaschil la'toira. V'yatua now kum rebi so-and-so. Amoid. Notice it doesn't say amoid, amoid, amoid. It doesn't repeat the words. I told you yesterday that repeating words, it does. Seven times it says the word, Yamoid. So we discussed this yesterday, about repeating words. And I told you, you know, you can say big deal, this, that. Look at Rabbeinu Menachem Ribi Mochir. He didn't repeat words. I told you yesterday, you'll say, yeah, big deal, what's the significance? Amoid, amoid, amoid. He does repeat words. V'ata kum. He doesn't say amoid, a different word. What's the chilek between the word kum and the word amod? It's a significant difference.
Yes.
It's not the same. Amod is also a command. Amod is also a command. Amod and kum, they're not the same word. There's a difference. If you want to fatayich, the mahus, the chilek between the chosam toy and the chosam bereshis, it lies in the term, the chilek between the word amod and the word kum. Kum, Rebbe, ben. We do then say the word amod. We do say the word amod. Lehis azara, gird yourself. In other words, put on your garatul. You don't go to the Amud without a garatul. In Rikers Island, I was told you don't go to the Amud without a garatul. No, I didn't say that. You don't go over here. This is a chassidu. You see over here, you have to have wear a garatul. Amud lehis azara, gird yourself. Bo vehis yatsev, stand. The Amud. Now, this is probably the most famous thing in this piyut. The most famous thing, talk to any gabbai will recite this to you verbatim. Amoid li mini uk, stand on my right side. My right side. Who is reading this? Who's reading the Rishos? This is the domain of the gabbai. Baruch, is that correct? This is the gabbai's, you don't mess with the gabbai. This, you give this, I told you, Chaim Blin, the Baal Musaf, was the one who read this. Okay, the Gabbai, I guess, was Moichel. You know, Chaim Blin, the Baal Kriya is the one that calls up the Elias on the Yom Noram because he has a nice voice. And he calls them up in the melody of the Yom Noram. Okay, but in any event, the Gabbai is the one that calls up and he says, stand on my right side. Now, in your shul, by Mayevsky, in your shul, where does the Gabbai stand? To the left, so then it makes sense. So then when the Gabbai says, come to my right, that means that the Gabbai is standing on the left side. Okay, where I daven, the Gabbai is on the left side. So this makes sense. If the Gabbai is reading, and the Gabbai says, Amoid li yamini, so the one when the person who comes up to get the Aliyah, he's now on the right side of the Gabbai. In Rabbi David Cohen Shul, over here, I know it's the fact that the Gabbai stands on the left side. I know in the Young Israel Avenue J, the Gabbai stands on the left side. So according to that, when you read the Nusach, it says, V'amoid l'smoli, stand on my left side. If the Gabbai is on, what am I saying? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Strike everything from the record. In many shuls, the Gabbai is on the left. I'm sorry, the left side.
Right,
the left side.
Right.
When you're facing the Aron HaKodesh,
right,
the Gabbai stands on the left. So what he says to the one to come get the Aliyah, he's coming up, and where is he standing? On the right side.
Yep.
In Rav Dovid Kohn, Rav Dovid Kohn is a goin shebegoinim. Doesn't mean my haskama. Gvul Yavetz, the Gabbai stands on the right side. So if the Gabbai is on the right side and he says, Yamoid, Amoid, it should say Amoid l'smoli. So why then in the Rav Dovid Kohn Shul is the Gabbai standing on the right side?
Because the far lane has to stand on the left.
In the YRFJ, the Gabbai stands on the right side. And I hear that in many shuls, it's most shuls, I once tried to analyze this, the Gabbai stands on the left side,
yes,
but there's
Karen
a...
Karen Oro is left side.
What?
Karen Oro is left side.
What do you mean, what's Karen Oro?
Your
Rebbe's Medrash, it stands where? On the left side.
Left side of the mouth, because the Gabbai is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the person in the middle has to be the Balkaira, and to his right is the oil is Bal Yitzchak. That's the way you learn the Sukkim.
So you go from left to right? Go from right to left?
No, you go left to right.
Call Peter Shatapun Lohel, you mean, but you're putting the Rebbein Shalalim on the left.
The
Balkari
has to be in the middle.
Right.
Why does he have to be in the middle?
Well, he's getting it from Hashem, he's giving over the total to the main Israel. But it's the other way, he's not doing that. In the other way, he's standing on the right, and the main Israel is in the middle.
Okay, I hear. Okay, all right. I hear there's what to say, but let's leave it with... Okay. But over here, it's Amoid Liyamini is a clear indication. Many want to bring a raya from this, and this is very famous. From here you learn that the Gabbai is supposed to stand on the left side. Because if the Gabbai is on the left side, when he reads this and he tells the person to be Oyla, he's standing now on the right side. This is a very famous, because otherwise, I don't know, how do they answer this in Rabbi David Kohn Shul, where the Gabbai is standing on the right side. When the person comes up for the Aliyah, he's now standing to the left. So the Nusach should then be V'amod L'smoli. How do you make sense out of this? Okay, good question. And Ukira. Now notice...
Or drop the word.
Okay, but you're not going to change the Nusach. Ukira. Now this takes us back to the 11th century, where it appears that there was no Balkriya. The one that got the Aliyah is the one who leaned. Ukira doesn't say and make the brachas or be yoitze with shomea ka'ine. It says ukira. You read. Did you go to yeshiva kita yeshiva so you should know how to read yourself? Ukira. What should you read? My severacious lichvoid in honor of the tsur bara of the creator, the ribayin shalom who's the creator. Al zois mis maskifin, and by doing so, now this touches upon what we discussed yesterday. Why do we lain bereshis on Simchas Torah? What my inyan shmita etzel har Sinai? So there are many reasons. Yesterday we discussed the concept of a shira, and over here it's really mashon the piyut. The more common pshat is kidei la arvev hasatan, or in order not to give the satan an opportunity to make trouble, because the Satan says, look, the Jewish people they go and they finish the Torah and they don't start, they're not interested in starting. The Satan is mekatreg when you are mesayim Torah and you don't start right away. The reason why we're telling you right now to go into lane and to go read Bereshis right away, al zois, we do this mas kifin. We immediately, the word maskifa means to immediately connect. Takef. Takef l'smicha shchita. Takef. Haschala, the beginning, l'hashlama, bisdira, repetition. Todir, always, without any exception. You have to right away start immediately, no delay. Why? Now here are the key words. This is a very important thing. This is very Kabbalistic what it says over here. ad shelo yiragel ba'am zu lishakiro. Now, this is a hard word to translate, and the simple understanding is before the Satan opens his mouth to say lies about the Jewish people. You don't, your word yiragel, yiragel means it's an expression of lashon hara, the miraglim. It's a lot lashon hara, but before that, the you don't even say the Satan's name here, but itself on the, before the Satan opens up his mouth to say lashon hara about this Jewish people, lies. Motzi Shemra, that they're lazy, they don't want to learn Torah, they want to get it over with, and then, and they're not going to repeat over here. In fact, the Tanya writes over here on the bottom over here in the art scroll, he writes the word, he writes Satan, that this is the subject of this line, is the Satan. And it's being megale to us a very important principle. The reason why we lain Bereshis right after we lain the Zayis HaBracha is because of the Kitroig of the Satan. That's the Pashup Shat. We discussed yesterday another reason, because in Shira, you have to go back to the beginning. And there's another reason, because the depth of Torah is infinite, so we have to go show, you have to be Mefalpel in the Torah, but the Pashup Shat is in order to silence the Satan. Yan, now, Yan, Yan.
But wait, yeah. Amzu, I associate with Amzu Yotzartili.
Yes. Right, you create, it's a play on the word. It's every word over here is being drawn from Tanakh, Chazal. Now, I have over here my Mishagas, and I really feel over here that in the art scroll they made a mistake. Who am I to say such a terrible thing? That the net, and you don't have the art, you have just a flowing text. But if you have the art scroll, I believe that now it should begin a new paragraph. They have over all the different parts, they have new paragraphs, and here they did not make a new paragraph. I firmly believe that over here, that we should make now a new paragraph. And we're now beginning to describe the Chosin Bereshis, and we're basically, this is a stick-up. We're going to shake you out for money. Shake you down for money. This is a hold-up. And now, we've been very nice, we have beautiful rishus from the Gantz, we could either go over all the different people, we're running out of time, all the whole rishus of who we're asking permission from. And then we speak about the tzibur has come to celebrate the beauty of the day. We describe here in such eloquent terms, what is Simchas Torah? And then we talk about, we have discovered a wonderful person, and we have given him the Gabbai has selected him to be the Bachur, the chosen one to begin the Torah, and then we have explained the reason why we're doing this is because the Satan is making trouble, and now let's get down to business. How much are you going to pay for the honor? Now we're going to squeeze you out for every penny you got. Yan, listen up, because Nasesa Rishon LeMitzvah Gemura, because you have been selected, Mr. So and So, with this, the first mitzvah. Now you become the Rishon LeMitzvah Gemura to complete this mitzvah. What do we need to complete the mitzvah? The mitzvah of starting the Torah. It's an expression. LeMitzvah Gemura. I don't like the Arishul.
The seam of the Torah
was done already.
Yeah, that's the first part. The Haskalah is
the Gemura. The art scroll is misleading me. I don't like this translation. LeMitzvah Gemura for this. No, I made a mistake. I made a mistake. This complete mitzvah, right? This mitzvah is an expression. This concept of beginning the Torah we are calling a mitzvah Gemura. Matoy marav tufcha umaskurtcha yisera. You should know that after you write the check, the goodness that you are going to get, marav tufcha, how much good Hashem will bless you, umaskurtcha yisera, reward. Toy vayin tevorach. You are the quintessential person who is generous, a good eye. Toivayin, you're a generous person. Tivoroch, And you're generous because you're going to give us a lot of money. And therefore, Tivoyroch, may you be blessed. And look at these words. Binidvascha mil'otzra. Just make sure you don't hold back. You fulfill your pledge. Okay, this is, I told you yesterday, is the difference between the reshus of Chosen Torah and Chosen Bereshis. Chosen Torah is not a holdup. Chosen Torah, it is given for free to the one that deserves Chosen Torah. Chosen Bereshis, you have these lines here. Ya na sei sa rishon lemitzvah gemurah. Ma'arav tovcho ma'skur techo yisera. You're going to be blessed. You're going to be blessed with goodness and reward. And why? Because you're a nice guy. You're a toivayin. You're a generous person. And therefore, tivayroch, you will be blessed. Just make sure you don't forget to fulfill your pledge. Binidvascha mil'otzra, that your pledge should not be withheld. Your nidava. The word nidvascha is going on the person. You are going to give a lot of money for this. And mil'otzra, you're not going to hold back. Not only are you not going to hold back, you'll give a bonus. And because you're such a generous person that does not hold back on his pledges of giving nidavos, that's why you're going to be tivayroch. And that's why you're going to have a blessing, a ma'arav tovcha. And that's why maskur techo yisera. This poetry, you got to go backwards. Read this backwards. Because nidvascha mil'otzra, you're not holding back your nidava, that is a revelation that you're a toivayin. You're a nice guy. You're a generous person. And that's why tivayroch, ma'arav tovcha, maskur techo yisera. Umibircha is going further. Umibircha is borecha tivayrach, and from the blessings of your Creator, the Ribbono Shel Olam, tivayrach yotcha b'lekatzra, your hands will be blessed, that you will never be limited. You will never be limited in your ability to acquire wealth. Be'avur shekol hamachabei Torah b'tzfira, anyone that gives honor to the Torah b'tzfira. That's a hard word to translate. What does it mean? It means with zrizos. Okay, I don't really know what this word means. Over here it says with zeal. I'm not familiar with this word. Bitzfira, he translates over here with zeal. Because you give honor to the Torah with excitement, with zrizos, with passion, may you merit another blessing. Yigufa mechuba b'koich lehis ashera. May your body be honored with strength. Lehis ashera. And to be happy, that your body should be like Ashrei Yoshrei Ve'Sech, that you should be worthy of praise. Maher! Now, notice, again, we come back to that word, quick. We don't have this word in the Chosen Bereish Torah. The word Maher, this, why are we saying it Maher? Because the Satan is being Mekatreg. The Satan is being Mekatreg every second that we do not start. Therefore, get over here, quick, Maher. And here, indeed, he repeats the word three times.
Why three times?
So he said yesterday, I think someone said yesterday in Shulchan Aruch, when someone asked you to daven for the Amud, are you allowed to go right away? Three times.
Right.
First they say, no. Then the second time you, and the third time you go. So they're giving you such cover, they have to say to you three times, Amud, Amud, Amud. L'kayim, what it says in Shulchan Aruch three times, or it's just poetry.
Go.
Poetry. Maher. Amoid. Rebbe, so-and-so, and so-and-so, Chassan Bereshis Bara. Notice we call it Chassan Bereshis. I've never heard, come this Shabbos to the Chassan Bereshis Bara Kiddush. Did you ever hear the Chassan Bereshis Bara Kiddush? I only heard the Chassan Bereshis Kiddush, but here it's called the Chassan Bereshis Bara. Mirushus, and then we go back to the Rishus. This is exactly what we had by the Chosen Torah. We go back to the beginning of Mirushus. Ha'akol HaKodesh Hazeh. Okay, here's that expression. In the other Rishus, in the Chosen Torah, there's a difference. It says Mirushus, Kol HaKohol HaKodesh Hazeh. Here it doesn't say Kol. Why not? Because some people already left to the Kiddush. It doesn't say Kol. By the Chosen Torah. What happened? I don't know. Merishus hakahol hakadosh azel levorech, to bless. Now before we said to lahashleim haTorah, here it says levorech, to bless. See, before it said read, and now it says levorech, to bless. Before you go and you read, levorech kel gadol v'noira. Amen. Ya'anu acharecha akol mehera. May everyone answer again mehera. Third time we say mehera. Quickly. Ya'amoid. Rebbe ben Sosa Chassan Bereshis Bar. I want to illustrate something very important. Question. Everyone knows that the order is you do Chassan Torah, and then you do Chassan Bereshis, and then you do Maftir. Right? And before you do Maftir, you say Chatzi Kaddish. How many Sifrei Torah do you put on the Bima? Mishnah Berurah says only the Maftir. The Chassan Torah doesn't come back. The Mishnah Berurah says the Chassan Torah, the Chassan Torah, Sefer Torah remains. You bring to the Bima the Maftir, and then you say Yiskadal v'Yiskadash, and you go Vaita like you do when you do really. However, the Aruch HaShulchan, and many other Poskim say, not Mishnah Berurah, this is the Mishnah Berurah, you bring back to the Bima the Chassan Torah, Sefer Torah. All three Sifrei Torah should be on the Bima when you say the Chatzi Kaddish. That's not the common minhag, because the Mishnah Berurah Beferish says not to do it. The Mishnah Berurah says not to do it, but...
What does the Agabai do? Safta, Harlech.
He only puts two.
Only two.
In the yeshiva world, they only put two. But many old-timers will tell you that they remember clearly they put all three. The Aruch HaShulchan says to put all three, and the Nitei Gavril has a long, long list of...
The problem is, we're the old-timers now.
The Mishnah Berurah, the Nitei Gavril has a long list of Poskim that I never heard of. I'm not familiar with all this long list of who say you put all three on the Bima. But we live in a Mishnah Berurah world today. And the Mishnah Berurah world today says only two. That's what it says in the Ezra's Torah Luach. The Ezra's Torah Luach was given before Matan Torah. And whatever it says there is Nachriya. It says there are only two v'zehu. Okay, now here's the question. A question for the Gabbai. We'll finish with this. The question is, Tadir v'she'enu Tadir, Tadir koidem. If you did not have an Ezra's Torah Luach and a Mishnah Berurah and a Nitei Gavril and all these other collections of Sarim, and someone would ask you, what should be the proper say there? This Chassan Torah, this Chassan Bereshis, and this Maftir. If you were not brainwashed, you would say you do Chassan Torah, and then you do Maftir, and then you do Chassan Bereshis. Why? Tadir, v'she'enu Tadir, Tadir koidem. Kriya Satoira, and then it's Maftir, right? And then you make the Kaddish. And indeed, the Torah says that's what you should do. That's what it says. No one does that. Why not? So there are different answers to the question. One common answer is because it's only a minhag to lane Chassan Bereshis. And when it comes to minhagim, you don't follow the rule of Tadir, the Haraya. When do you lane Koheles? Koheles, you lay before Kriya Satoira. Megillah, when do you lay Megillas Esther? Before Kriya Satoira. So why is Megillas Esther?
After.
Megillas Esther is laying after Kriya Satoira. Stira. So why, when it comes to Purim, first Torah and then Megillah, and on Yom Tif, it's first Megillah and then Kriya Satoira? Because the laying of Megillas Esther is halacha. The laning of Koheles, Shirashirim, Rus, is a minhag. So when it's halacha, 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 tadir, v'sh'ene, tadir, tadir, koidim. But when it's a minhag, you don't follow the rules of tadir, chavivus comes first. So all the parsim say this. So because Koheles is a minhag, Shirashirim is a minhag, chavivus trumps tadir. Mimela, Chassan Bereshis is no halacha in the world. To lame Chassan Bereshis, it's a minhag. Mimela, it trumps Tadir, and that's why Chassan Torah, Chassan Bereshis, and then we do Maftir. That's one answer. The other answer is, let's make believe, no, so you always have to follow Tadir no matter what. It's Sakonis Nefashis. the Satan is being mekatrek. Mekatrek, you finish the Torah and you don't start again? That's what it says in the Nusach of the Rishus. My hair, quick. Because the Satan is going to be meragel. L'shakera, an amzu. Quick. Sakona is doiche todir. Chosin Torah, don't confuse me with the facts. Sakona is nefashas. The Satan is mekatrek. Right away, chosin bereshis. Then, we have to also, I forgot about that. Maftir, okay, we'll do maftir for you also. Don't even say Kaddish. That's the second reason, which I think is more appealing to me for Simchas Torah. Okay, thank you for coming and learning Rabbi Isai. Mircham tomorrow, 10:15. We're going to start 10:15 tomorrow. One more day. There's not going to be a shir on Hashana Rabbah. Mircham tomorrow we'll have a shir b'li neder, and we'll learn about other minyanim. Maybe we'll learn about Hashana Rabbah. We'll see. 10:15. Thank you for coming. Have a wonderful night. A good day. Zay
gesund. Good morning, everybody. I heard careless already.
On the first days.
On the first days.
Aber kana kasha, rat kas ba khul zakis es is shol vi khabel tar mit shnem ba khabel tsman tsiko yagdel tar vi adier.